Well, good morning. It is January 12th, 2022, or 23, excuse me, and welcome to our daily Bible reading. Today, we're going to be pressing on through Genesis chapter 13, Matthew chapter 12, Nehemiah chapter 2, and Acts chapter 12. So let's get into the Word today. Genesis chapter 13. So Abram went up from Egypt to the Negev, he and his wife and all that belonged to him, and Lot with him. Now Abram was very rich in livestock and silver and in gold, and he went on his journeys from the Negev as far as Bethel, to the place where his tent had been at the beginning between Bethel and Ai, the place of the altar which he had made there formerly. And there Abram called on the name of the Lord. Now Lot, who went with Abram, also had flocks and herds and tents, and the land could not sustain them while dwelling together, for their possessions were so great that they were not able to remain together. And there was strife between the herdmen of Abram's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock. Now the Canaanite and the Perizzites were dwelling then in the land. And so Abram said to Lot, "Please let there be no strife between you and me, nor between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brothers. Is not the whole land before you? Please separate from me. If to the left, then I will go to the right, and if to the right, then I will go to the left." And Lot lifted up his eyes and saw all the valley of the Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere. And this was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, like the garden of the Lord, like the lands of Egypt, as you go to Zoar. And so Lot chose for himself all the valley of the Jordan, and Lot journeyed eastward. And thus they separated from each other. And Abram settled in the land of Canaan, while Lot settled in the cities of the valley and moved his tents as far as Sodom. Now the men of Sodom were wicked exceedingly, and sinners against the Lord. And the Lord said to Abram, after Lot had separated from him, "Now lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward and southward and eastward and westward, for all the land which you see, I will give it to you and to your descendants forever. I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth, so that if anyone can number the dust of the earth, then your descendants can also be numbered. Arise, walk about the land through its length and breadth, for I will give it to you." And then Abram moved his tent and came and dwelt by the oaks of Mamre, which are in Hebron, and there he built an altar to the Lord. That was Genesis chapter 13. Let's move on over to Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12 today. Matthew chapter 12. At that time Jesus went through the grain fields of the Sabbath, on the Sabbath, and his disciples became hungry and began to pick the heads of grain and eat. But when the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, "Look, your disciples do what is not lawful to do on a Sabbath." But he said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he became hungry, he and his companions, how he entered the house of God, and they ate the consecrated bread, which was not lawful for him to eat, nor for those with him, but for the priests alone? Or have you not read the law that on the Sabbath the priests in the temple break the Sabbath and are innocent? But I say to you that something greater than the temple is here. But if you had known what this means, 'I desire compassion and not a sacrifice,' you would not have condemned the innocent. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." And departing from there, he went into the synagogue, and a man was there whose hand was withered. And they asked Jesus, saying, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" So that they might accuse him. And he said to them, "What man is there among you who has a sheep, and if it fall into the pit on the Sabbath, will he not take hold of it and lift it out? How much more valuable then is a man than a sheep? And so then it is lawful to do what is good on the Sabbath." And then he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." And he stretched it out, and it was restored to normal like the other. But the Pharisees went out and conspired against him as to how they might destroy him. But Jesus, aware of this, withdrew from there. And many followed him, and he healed them all, and warned them not to tell who he was. And this was to fulfill what was spoken through Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall proclaim justice to the Gentiles. He will not quarrel, nor cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A battered reed he will not break off, and a smoldering wick he will not put out, until he leads justice to victory, and in his name the Gentiles will hope." Then a demon-possessed man who was blind and mute was brought to Jesus, and he healed him, so that the mute man spoke and saw. And all the crowds were amazed and were saying, "This man cannot be the son of David, can he?" But when the Pharisees heard this, they said, "This man casts out demons only by Beelzebul, the ruler of the demons." And knowing their thoughts, Jesus said to them, "Any kingdom divided against itself is laid waste, and any city or house divided against itself will not stand. If Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. And how then will his kingdom stand? If I, by Beelzebul, cast out demons, by whom do your sons cast them out? For this reason, they will be your judges. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or how can anyone enter the strong man's house and carry off his property unless he first binds the strong man, and then he will plunder his house? He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. And therefore I say to you, any sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven people, but blasphemy against the Spirit shall not be forgiven. Whoever speaks a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him, but whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, either in this age or in the age to come. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad, for the tree is known by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak what is good? For the mouth speaks out of that which fills the heart. The good man brings out of his good treasure what is good, and the evil man brings out of his evil treasure what is evil. But I tell you that every careless word that people speak, they shall give an accounting for it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." Then some of the scribes and the Pharisees said to him, "Teacher, we want to see a sign from you." But he answered and said to them, "An evil and adulterous generation craves for a sign, and yet no sign will be given it but the sign of Jonah the prophet. For just as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the sea monster, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And the men of Nineveh will stand up with this generation at the judgment and will condemn it because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, something greater than Jonah is here. And the queen of the south will rise up with this generation at the judgment and will condemn it because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, something greater than Solomon is here. Now, when the unclean spirit goes out of a man, it passes through waterless places seeking rest and does not find it. And then it says, 'I will return to my house from which I came.' And when it comes, it finds it unoccupied, swept, and in order. And then it goes and takes along with it seven other spirits, more wicked than itself, and they go in and live there. And the last state of the man becomes worse than the first. And that is the way it will be also. It will also be with this generation." And while he was still speaking to the crowds, his mother and brothers were standing outside seeking to speak to him. And someone said to him, "Behold, your mother and your brothers are standing outside seeking to speak to you." But Jesus answered the one who was telling him and said, "Who is my mother and who are my brothers?" And stretching out his hand towards the disciples, he said, "Behold, my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father who is in heaven, he is my brother and sister and mother." That was Matthew chapter 12. Let's move on over to Nehemiah, the book of Nehemiah chapter 2. Nehemiah chapter 2. Nehemiah chapter 2. And it came about in the month of Nisan, in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes, that wine was before him. And I took up the wine and gave it to the king. Now I had not been sad in his presence, and so the king said to me, "Why is your face sad, though you are not sick? This is nothing but sadness of heart." And then I was very much afraid. I said to the king, "Let the king live forever. Why should my face not be sad when the city, the place of my father's tombs, lies desolate and its gates have been consumed by fire?" And then the king said to me, "What would you request?" And so I prayed to the God of heaven. I said to the king, "If it please the king, and if your servant has found favor before you, send me to Judah, to the city of my father's tombs, that I may rebuild it." And then the king said to me, the queen sitting beside him, "How long will your journey be, and when will you return?" And so it pleased the king to send me, and I gave him a definite time. And I said to the king, "If it please the king, let letters be given me for the governors of the provinces beyond the river, that they may allow me to pass through until I come to Judah, and a letter to Asaph, the keeper of the king's fortress, that he may give me timber to make beams for the gates of the fortress, which is by the temple, for the wall of the city, and for the house to which I will go." And the king granted them to me because the good hand of God was on me. And then I came to the governors of the provinces beyond the river and gave them the king's letter. Now the king had sent me officers of the armies and horsemen. And when Sanballat and Horonat and Tobiah and the Ammonite official heard about it, it was very displeasing to them, and someone had come to seek the welfare of the sons of Israel. And so I came to Jerusalem, and was there 3 days. And I arose in the night, and I and a few men with me. And I did not tell anyone what my God was putting into my mind to do for Jerusalem. And there was no animal with me except the animal of which I was riding. And so I went out at night by the valley gate in the direction of the dragon's well on the refuse gate, inspecting the walls of Jerusalem, which were broken down, and its gates, which were consumed by fire. And then I passed on to the fountain gate and the king's pool, but there was no place for my mount to pass. And so I went up at night by the ravine and inspected the wall. And then I entered the valley gate again and returned. And the officials did not know where I had gone or what I had done, nor had I as yet told the Jews, the priests, the nobles, the officials, or the rest who did the work. And then I said to them, "You see the bad situation we are in, that Jerusalem is desolate and its gates burned by fire. Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem so that we will no longer be a reproach." And I told them how the hand of my God had been favorable to me, and also about the king's words which he had spoken to me. And then they said, "Let us arise and build." And so they put their hands to the good work. But when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the Ammonite official and Geshem the Arab heard about it, they mocked us and despised us and said, "What is this thing you are doing? Are you rebelling against the king?" And so I answered them and said to them, "The God of heaven will give us success, and therefore we, his servants, will arise and build, but you have no portion, right, or memorial in Jerusalem." That was Nehemiah chapter 2. Let's move on over to our final reading today, Acts chapter 12. Acts chapter 12 today. Acts chapter 12. Now, about that time, Herod the king laid hands on some who belonged to the church in order to mistreat them. And he had James, the brother of John, put to death with the sword. And when he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded to arrest Peter also. And it was during the days of unleavened bread. And when he had seized him, he put him in prison, delivering him to 4 squads of soldiers to guard him, intending after the Passover to bring him out before the people. And so Peter was kept in prison, but prayer for him was being made fervently by the church to God. And on the very night when Herod was about to bring him forward, Peter was sleeping between 2 soldiers, bound with 2 chains, and guards in front of the door were watching over the prison. And behold, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared, and a light shone in the cell. And he struck Peter's side and woke him up, saying, "Get up quickly." Then his chains fell off his hands. And the angel said to him, "Gird yourself and put on your sandals." And so he did so. And he said to him, "Wrap your cloak around you and follow me." And he went out and continued to follow, and he did not know that what was being done by the angel was real, but thought that he was seeing a vision. And when they had passed the 1st and 2nd guard, they came to the iron gate that leads into the city, which opened for them by itself. And they went out and went along 1 street, and immediately the angel departed from him. And when Peter came to himself, he said, "Now I know for sure that the Lord has sent forth his angel and rescued me from the hand of Herod and from all of the Jewish people, from all that the Jewish people were expecting." And when he realized this, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, who was also called Mark, where many were gathered together and were praying. And when he knocked on the door of the gate, a servant girl named Rhoda came to answer. And when she recognized Peter's voice, because of her joy, she did not open the gate, but ran in and announced that Peter was standing at the front of the gate. And they said to her, "You're out of your mind." But she kept insisting that it was so. And they kept saying, "It's an angel." But Peter continued knocking. And when they had opened the door, they saw him and were amazed. But motioning to them with his hands to be silent, he described to them how the Lord had led him out of the prison. And he said, "Report these things to James and the brethren." And then he left and went to another place. Now, when day came, there was no small disturbance among the soldiers as to what could have become of Peter. And when Herod had searched for him and had not found him, he examined the guards and ordered that they be led away to execution. And then he went down to Judea, to Caesarea, and was spending time there. Now, he was very angry with the people of Tyre and Sidon, and with one accord they came to him, and having won over Blastus, the king's chamberlain, they were asking for peace, because their country was fed by the king's country. And on an appointed day, Herod, having put on his royal apparel, took his seat on the rostrum and began delivering an address to them. And the people kept crying out, "The voice of a god and not of a man." And immediately an angel of the Lord struck him because he did not give God the glory, and he was eaten by worms and died. And the word of the Lord continued to grow and to be multiplied. Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem when they had fulfilled their mission, taking along with them John, who was also called Mark. Well, amen. That was our reading today for January 12th, 2023. Thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I will be sure to mark that down. Thank you all so much. I really appreciate you guys sticking with it. Make sure you do stick with it. If you miss a day or two, make sure to go back and watch those. You can watch multiple if you want. If you want to catch up and be with us each and every day, whatever you want to do, just so long as you leave a comment or a reaction, I'll be sure to get that. But that said, why don't we start our day with a word of prayer? Father in heaven, I do thank you so much for another day that you've granted to us, Lord. It's the day that you have made, and Lord, we rejoice and are glad in it. Lord, I thank you so much for examples like Nehemiah, who, clearly experienced your sovereignty in very dire circumstances, Lord. Nehemiah, he, again, had no clue what you were going to do in the heart of the king. And, Lord, yet you, as your word says elsewhere, God, you hold the heart of the king in the palm of your hand. And, God, you direct it wherever you wish. And so, Lord, you are sovereign. You're sovereign over all things, God. And Lord, so I pray for today. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters. Lord, I don't know entirely what's going on in everybody's lives, but, Lord, perhaps there's that impossible situation that just seems like no good is going to come from it, God, and doesn't seem likely that you're going to intervene. Lord, I pray, God, that as we read passages like Nehemiah, and, Lord, indeed, Lord, we read of Peter being in prison with two guards and two chains binding him, and yet, God, you just loose the chains. You open the door by itself. Lord, you took him out of that terrible circumstance, and Lord, you gave him grace. Lord, I pray, God, that if there's any kind of impossible circumstances in the lives of my brothers and sisters today, that they would just give it to you, that they would see these miracles and see your sovereign hand and trust you, Lord, for it all. Lord, we do trust you, and Lord, we just pray that we would trust you more. Lord, we love you, and I just pray that you would just bless my brothers and sisters. Give us a good day in you, Lord, today, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a good one, everybody. Bye now.